trying to break out up here anyway. Be nice to see if we had it. Chuck and Mark here in the studio, but we're going down south to Platte, South Dakota. Joel Foxley, a large farmer down there. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Chuck.
Well, you're in God's country, huh?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it God's country, but it's pretty nice down here.
So where are you sitting at temperature today?
Right now we're at about 40. Well, yeah, it's right at 40.
No snow at all, huh?
No snow. Snow's gone. Frost is out of the ground. There's a lot of water stuck around right now.
So you just got to get rid of that water. That shouldn't take too long. Are you that wet down there? Have you had that much this winter and fall? In spring?
Yeah, last fall, and here we're sitting pretty good for moisture right now, but I'll talk to you again in 3 weeks, and we'll probably be dry.
Yeah, but I suppose you guys are going to be right about on time, then. You're not too far from getting into the field, huh?
Well, we'll start planting towards the end of April.
Okay.
25th of April or so.
So you'll see, how's everything look down there, though? Winter wheat come through good? Have you seen some of those fields?
The wheat just started greening up. We had 40 to 800 of rain around the area Friday of last week, and it really firmed things up, and the wheat started greening up a little.
So you guys have, frost out of the ground. You're not that far away from us. I think we still got a couple foot, but so that water should go down a little bit now. You should be, if you got water standing there now, you're going to have a pretty good profile, though.
Yeah, I think everything is pretty well filled up right now.
So everybody's getting a little antsy. What are you hearing? Are they going to go a lot of corn, or are they going to go and switch some to beans, or with the markets flipping, they don't know?
I don't think people are going to go too far away from their rotations. We'll plant a few more beans than we normally do, but that's not unusual for us.
Okay.
But there wasn't a lot of wheat put in this country either, so there'll be, I would guess, quite a few beans going in.
Any spring wheat, could he go down there in there at all, you think?
There's very little spring wheat that gets planted around here.
So you had to look at the markets yesterday. That had to be a surprise, huh?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Are you moving any grain yet? Or anybody down there moving some grain?
Yeah, there's been a little bit moving all the time. See a few more trucks now. We just started moving some of our grain that's been sold, and it's been so soft around here that you couldn't hardly even get up to the bins, so we just started moving stuff this week.
Now, did you have a lot of that contracted then?
Yeah, we had some contracted from a month or so ago.
Okay. Well, so nothing's really going to hold you up down there. The alfalfa coming through pretty good, too. Have you seen? Has that started to break, or just the wheat?
Yeah, it's just starting. I think the alfalfa will come through the winter good.
Okay. Well, you guys are what? Go ahead.
We had cover when it got so cold here, so I don't think anything really got hurt.
So you guys are sitting in a good shape all the way around. I suppose some guys might be going in the middle of April down there in some of the corn, won't they?
Oh, there might be a few, but, we're supposed to get pretty cold this next week. I mean, we're going to be lows in the teens again, so
yeah,
it'll push things back a little.
Lower them soil temperatures. I just talked up for agronomist from DeKalb, Illinois, and they were sitting in the mid-40s in soil temperatures. They anticipate Monday they'll be going in the field over there in northern Illinois, so getting started on time there.
Yeah, we'll see what it looks like in a couple of weeks, but I'm not gonna get too hurt in a hurry yet.
Well, it's one of these. I guess once you get that soil profile filled, it's going to be a lot nicer going into this spring and summer, because we can live a long time on that soil moisture.
Yeah, last summer it got so terrible dry. It got really dry here, and then we started catching some rain in August, and it made for a good bean crop. But we did have a strip of hail that came through Rural County the day of the eclipse, August 21st, that wrecked a lot of acres.
Did you get hit with that?
Yes, we did. It started at Presho, and I don't think it quit hail until it got to Freeman. It was about when I went through Brill County in our area, it was about 8 miles wide.
How big a loss did you get on that hail then?
Bad. You don't even want to know.
Oh, really? Really? Pretty tough, huh? Stripped her down, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it took a lot of grain.
Takes the fun out of the farming. But anyway, you had a good, pretty good crop otherwise than that.
Yeah, actually, you know, we didn't have any rain from about the 22nd of May till almost 1st of August. And I was really surprised how the crops hung in there. But they did. And we went from not thinking we were going to have anything about the 25th of July to it started looking pretty good after it started raining in August. And then the hail came and it got us back to reality.
Oh, God. Well, one thing about these crops, it's sure given us, I don't know, hope that we can produce grain no matter what conditions almost, except hail. That doesn't give you much leeway there. That's pretty well
done.
Well, Joel, I'm going to... What's that?
The corn hung in there real good for as dry as it got. Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised by that also.
Well, they're talking about some cold weather coming up the next couple of weeks, but they're talking about fall, maybe late summer and fall. It may warm up a little, so maybe it'd be good for harvest. Who knows?
It sounds good.
When you put it in, you always think of the harvest. Anyway, Joel, thank you very much for joining. Have a happy Easter to tell you and your family, and hope things dry up down there and you guys get going.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Have a good year, Joel.